Time now for your weekly Lake North Fork Fishing Report as we cruise on down to Gamalia, Arkansas. We're going to make a turn off there on Fout Road, and we're just going to head down Fout Road. I'm going to guess about 2 miles, and we're just going to veer off to the right to the Bayou Resort and hang out with Diane and Gary Ferracci. Good morning, Gary. How are we doing?
A little chilly this morning, Gary, on this Thursday morning. It's kind of a hot coffee and Bailey's and Kahlua morning.
Yeah, I'm all about that. I'm all about that. Man,
yeah,
alive.
Gotta fill that thermos up before we go fishing, huh?
Yeah, it's so cold. Mermaids are wearing flannel shirts.
Yeah, they are. but yesterday was a beautiful day to be down there looking for them.
Yes, and I bet there were a few anglers on the water.
There were. I had one guy, he was crappie fishing, and he was trying, and came back and got minnows, and he came back, got some different jigs, and he caught 2 fish. And then I had another guy in here that caught 11. So, and a lot of bait out there right now. A lot of bait. Wow.
Yeah. Well, that's why it's called fishing, not catching.
Right.
Right.
And it's that time. They're biting. The hybrids, the stripers are biting. They're definitely feeding. It's time to get out there. I mean, dress appropriately. We got some cold weather here today and this coming weekend. It's going to warm up a little bit, but, yeah, you need to get out there and go fishing because it's time. It's on right now.
Yeah, it is. Monday's not going to be bad. Saturday's not going to be bad. Friday, low to mid-40s. But yeah, it's that time of year. Follow those balls of bait fish, right?
Right. And they brought the lake back down. You know, a few weeks ago we were at over 565, and now we're down to 556. Yeah, they've done a beautiful job bringing the water back down. Clarity's pretty good on the water. We've got some good conditions going on right now.
You know,
time to get out on the water and enjoy it. And if you got time, take a few minutes, relax, do some mermaid watching.
Yes. You know, we've been, I've been pretty quick to criticize the Corps, but I will admit this year they have done a fantastic job with the lakes.
They have. They're lake management. You know, you're never going to please everybody.
No.
You know, somebody wants it high, somebody wants it low. But from our perspective here, as far as everything they've done, it's been beautiful. They've really done an excellent job this year.
Yeah, and the only reason I get a little bit out of shape is because, in years past, it's went too long with no parking. You know,
right.
And this year they have done a really, really good job managing that, you know.
They have. And like I said, we went up 15 or 16 feet. We went out all those rains a few weeks back, and they've got that back down to almost where it was before all that rain started. So
yeah.
They've done a wonderful job managing that. And, it really helped the fishing. It really did. All that rain we had, and it got the water moving, everything going on. And fishing really picked up after that. So it was a good thing.
You know, now I've had a couple people ask me to ask you, what's going on at Panther? They're doing, it's closed, there's a lot of work. What's going on?
Well, they widened the entrance to it, and they repaved the launch ramp. And they got, I don't know if it's reopened quite yet. Last time I was by there, were still some cones out, but yeah, they repaved. They didn't need it, but they repaved everything. They widened the entrance to it. It's really, really nice. They did an excellent job over there.
Yeah, fantastic.
Yeah.
All right, now
yeah.
Again, now, you know, back to the fishing, the largemouth, the bass itself, just a plethora of baits, you know, this time of year, whatever you really feel comfortable with. But for me, you know, I like those little shad-colored jigs. I think is really good. You know, I mean, A-Rig works really good this time of year if you're fishing the bait balls.
Right, right. Absolutely. And we're getting into it's getting into gets it time.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
get to the cold water gets it time for me anyway, and it seems to work really well between now and beginning of spring. Gets it. Sorry. I got good bait to be throwing there for the largemouth.
Yes. And, you know, the stripers, of course, and the whites and the hybrids, pretty much same thing. How deep, what are you hearing as far as depth for those species?
For the stripers and hybrids, they've been anywhere from 20 to 40 feet on them. You know, if you have with all the graphs and electronics are out there nowadays, you can pretty much tell on your graph that what the fish are. By the size and stuff and that. So they're pretty easy to spot. And then it's, with that, I have guys jigging for that with some tater baits. I have Rapala ice jigging that works really good, a white color. Some tater bait colors are working really good. The white trash one is excellent. And then live bait, too. So it's been all over the place on what people have been using for them.
Yeah, Z-blades have been working really good. You know, they're not a spoon, but, you know, they're just a little blade with lead on it, and it helps you get your depth. You know, that's been pretty effective, I'm hearing.
I heard the same thing as well. It's time of year, this time of year for stripers and hybrids, and then, like I said, even the crappie have been really active, and some nice size ones, too, 13, 14, 15 inches, good-sized fish.
Yeah, for sure. Well, Gary, for folks that want to know more, maybe plan a weekend getaway or a week getaway, how can they get a hold of you and Diane?
Hey, they can always give us a call, Gary, at 870-467-5277. Our Facebook page, drop us a line on there. Take a look at some of the pictures we got on there. There's some mermaid watching pictures to be coming on that soon. And then, of course, our website, thebayouresort.com.
Hey, we do appreciate you, and we'll catch you next week.
Sounds good, Gary. Take care, and happy Thursday, man.